I'm a walking miracle, and I'm walking towards a miracle. Every day is a miracle. I walk and I walk and I walk, and I take pictures of sunsets, and I do the impossible, and I see impossible things become possible.
Oh my goodness, Amanda puts a smile on my face all the time. And sometimes she has me in tears listening to her speak. She truly, truly has the most beautiful heart and soul.
It was about the gift of the moment and living in hope and walking through life, however long that was, with a purpose.
She's literally hope in a bottle. All you have to do is unscrew the cap and let Amanda's essence of hope pour out of it.
And I made it to the next sunset. And again, I was struck with the miracle of that sunset, the unpromised blessing, the gift of that day.
Since hearing Amanda's story, I've never looked at a sunset the same way. There's something about her that is just magnetic, and something about her that is honestly just magical, and we can all benefit from just hearing a little piece of what her insight and her wisdom.
All of those miracle stories are now part of my story, and I wake up and I can't help but know that miracles happen because I'm waking up in one. I get to be inspired by the moments that they say you can't do it. I'm walking this road to remind you and to remind me that there's something so much greater than our present circumstances, and there's something so much greater than a diagnosis.
Every word that she speaks goes right to my heart and inspires me to keep going no matter what is happening in my life, no matter how many difficulties I think I'm facing. I look at Amanda and I go, oh yeah, I can keep going. I can keep striving. I can keep going because she's doing it. I look at her and I'm in awe every single second.
Not about the moment. It's about the moment after moment after moment that add up into this incredible life. What I found is that most of us don't have that one life-changing moment. We have a life, and we can build upon our life day after day to where we look back and go, wow, my life really is a gift. My life really is a miracle. As much as I want my story to inspire, what I really desire is for you to be inspired by your life, to know that your life is such a miracle and such a gift that by you sharing it, by you showing up, by you living every day, you can inspire others. I believe that hope can change the world. And with every step that I take, I want to put into people the hope that with every step they take, they can be carriers of hope. That's my mission, to be miracle makers, to see beyond what we believe is possible and to walk in it. I believe that it can be your story too, that you can see impossible things be possible.
Welcome to the It's a Miracle podcast. I'm Amanda Farron, and I'm a walking miracle. I've lived more than 1,000 days beyond what my terminal diagnosis would have predicted, and done so with more life and joy than a doctor's prognosis would have said was possible. I have found hope living out everyday moments and seen that each day is a blessing and every sunset is an unpromised gift. I believe your life is also a miracle, and I'm just here to hold up a mirror to help you see it. We're all miracle stories.
Welcome to the It's a Miracle podcast. I'm Amanda Farron, and I am going to be taking us on this podcasting journey. And it was really difficult for me to figure out how to start this first podcast. And I recorded, and then I re-recorded, and it's been months of not having an episode. And then my friend Carolee, who is also the amazing producer behind this podcast, said, let's just record an interview right now. Let's just start a dialogue. And it just happened. And that's kind of who I am. And that's kind of what I do. I just talk and I talk and I talk. And I love to talk because I love to share. And so rather than have this clean cut episode with 3 points, this is just me sharing and inviting you into the journey of this podcast and into the journey of my miracle story. So, Carolee, are you ready?
Yep, let's do this.
Let's do it.
Amanda, I am so excited that you are starting this podcast and that we get to hear from you because you are such an inspiration.
Well, thank you. I feel like this podcast has been a long time coming. And it's funny because I have approached the last few years of life by making a choice to do the things and not to make excuses. And yet several months ago, when we took a podcast course together, I had all of these plans and all of these dreams of grandeur when it came to creating a podcast. And yet actually recording it and making that first episode is so challenging. And so now here we are, and we're launching this podcast. And having taken a course and learned all the tips and tricks and how-tos of how to create a podcast, I basically know that we're breaking all the rules. And that's kind of, I guess, the way that the last few years have gone. I basically don't follow the rules. And when it comes to what the doctors say my life should look like or what a diagnosis should determine, I've basically decided that I'm going to live in spite of that. So here we go. We're launching this podcast.
Let's do it. So I want to ask you all about this miracle movement and what that means to you.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I am a walking miracle and I'm dying. It's an odd juxtaposition. And I think a lot of people are somewhat thrown off by the fact that I'll just casually throw in, oh, yeah, and I'm dying.
I would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Podcast Like a Mother. The Podcast Like a Mother podcast creation course is all about teaching you how to make podcasting work for your life. Podcasting should be easy, fun, and created right from your cell phone so that you aren't stuck behind a desk all day. It's time for you to leave your legacy and capture your miracle stories because you are here for a reason. To use your voice and inspire others. Head to the show notes to learn more.
Amanda, who are you? And I know that you get this question a lot. What exactly happened to you? What is your story? What is wrong with you?
Yes.
That's a really terrible way to word that question, but I know that you get it a lot. And so
asking that question, Amanda, what is wrong with you? And I think the reason that so often that's the question is because we live in a world that determines how we live based on how we feel or a set of circumstances that may be in our lives or our good days or our bad days. And the thing that I've tried to lead my life with, especially in the last few years, is not to let my illness walk into the room before I do, not to be defined by something that I can't control. Instead, I want to be defined by my hope. I want people to meet me and see my joy and see the miracles that I love to talk about. And so I know that that still leads us to, yeah, but Amanda, what is wrong with you? And so I think the best way to explain that is to take you back to September of 2020 when I walked into a doctor's office because a few weeks prior, I had gone in and undergone a bunch of tests because I looked at that doctor and said, I think I'm dying. And I never expected that a couple weeks later, sitting across from him, he would look at me and say, "You are dying." In March of 2020, I don't know if you know, but there was this little thing called a global pandemic, and my work shut down. So faced with the option of sitting home alone in Phoenix and being scared with the rest of the world, I thought, I'll be one of those cool people that has an essential job like Instacart. And so I began Instacarting. And while I was out on one of my runs, I fell and broke my knee. Unfortunately, because of all of the COVID restrictions, I was never able to do much about treating my knee. And because of an illness that I had had years ago that had gone into remission, the inflammation that started from my broken knee caused infections that created a systemic response. And by the time that I went into the doctor and had those tests in August of 2020, the rampant infection and swelling, my teeth were falling out, and organ failure was my story. And by that point, he said, "It's just too late. We can't do anything about it." And so I'm sitting across from this doctor, and I've just been given the worst news in the world. I'm by myself because we can't have people in the office with us. And I left that doctor's office, and I remember sitting in my car, and I had all of the feelings. I didn't know how I was even going to start my car and go on from there. And sitting in my car that day, I knew I couldn't determine what my health was going to look like, how many days I had left. And yet I know what I believe. And what I believe is that I wasn't defined by what the doctors would say. And I wasn't going to live my life based on the hopeless circumstances that I'd been given. Instead, I was going to start my car and just keep going. That was all I could decide at that point. And so I put the key into the ignition, and the radio came on, and Rush Limbaugh, I've probably eliminated half my audience now by talking about conservative radio, but Rush Limbaugh came on, and it struck me in that moment that it felt almost unfair. Like, the sun was still shining, the radio was still blaring, and life was still going on. And in that moment, all I could do was go on as well. And I remember getting to that first stoplight and realizing, I made it this far. And then I went to the second stoplight and thought, I've made it a little further. And when I got back to my house and I parked in my driveway, I thought to myself, okay, I've made it this far. And I didn't know what the next day, the next hour, the next minute was going to look like, but I knew I could get out of my car. And don't worry, I'm not going to take you through every step that I took and every door that I opened since then until now. But that evening, I was taking a walk with my mom, and I was probably a little bit more quiet than normal, but the internal dialogue in my head was going on strong, because I don't know if you're an introvert, but most of us introverts, we may not say a lot, but the conversations going on in our head in a constant basis is all the dialogue that we need. And so I was talking to myself, and I looked up, and it was one of those Rocky Mountain sunsets that songs are written about and John Denver strums along to. And I looked up and I thought, I made it. I made it to this sunset. And I made it through today. Today, that's probably one of the worst days of my life. And if I can make it through this, I can make it. And candidly, I'll tell you that I wasn't in that moment thinking about some big healing. In fact, I wasn't praying for some miraculous thing to happen. I just knew I needed to make it till the next day. And that next morning when I woke up, I remember laying in bed for a minute and thinking, I woke up. What a gift. If I'm here, there still must be purpose. And even if it's just for today, I'm going to live it. And there was this shift in me. And again, it wasn't because I felt good. I felt pretty terrible. And it wasn't because I had this dreams of grandeur of a great future or so many years added to my life, but it was because I knew what I believed. And what I believed was it wasn't about any of that. It was about the gift of the moment and living in hope and walking through life, however long that was, with a purpose. And I've always been someone that's been a little bit more rainbows and sunshine than the average person. I've worked with kids most of my life because I love approaching life with wonder. And so it became more about how can each day be filled with that? And if I was going to fill my life with that, what a gift it would be to give it away. What a purpose I would have if what I could do was inspire other people to wake up with hope. We were living in a time where people weren't necessarily facing a terminal diagnosis or the worst news of their lives, but most people were encountering for the first time a complete lack of control. Plans were constantly being changed. Weddings, in fact, were canceled. Graduations, trips, nothing could be determined. We didn't know what our future was going to look like, and most people were saying it was pretty scary. So even though my illness made me unique, my approach to life didn't have to be. And I wanted to share that with people. So I did. And I made it to the next sunset. And again, I was struck with the miracle of that sunset, the unpromised blessing. The gift of that day. There's been a lot of days since then, way more than doctors ever thought. And it's been a pretty interesting few years. I've broken 25 bones, exciting ones like my hips and my pelvis and my femurs and my knees and my humerus. I mean, I could just go on and on. And I've been told time after time, you won't walk again. But here's the thing. I walk more steps in a day than most people walk in a week. I've become passionate about doing the things that people say that I can't do. Not because I need some sort of validation or not because I'm necessarily just trying to prove everyone wrong. But I think there's something about hope that is living in spite of what we're told we can see. It's about living out the belief that comes because you know something bigger than what is on this earth. And that's what I'm living for. And so that's what I want to inspire other people to. You know, I think that I get to this point where I try to explain and encapsulate into a few words what this journey has been over the past few years. And I know that most people are looking for that moment. And they're waiting when they say, what's wrong with you? I think the reason that I don't answer that is because if I define what's wrong, then I think that there seems like there can only be one solution, or there's going to be this answer that is the fix. But living life every day, the way that I live it, that is the solution. That's the answer. And so it's not about what's wrong with me. It's about the hope that's inside of me that causes me to live in spite of what's wrong with me. And that's what I can share. That's what I can inspire people with. That's the purpose that I can walk with. And so I walk and I walk and I walk and I take pictures of sunsets and I do the impossible and I see impossible things become possible. Again, I've broken so many bones and been told I wouldn't ever walk again. And I've also encountered a lot of illnesses that have come because of complications of this bigger illness called scleroderma, sin scleroderma. There was a point a couple of years ago where after a non-healing wound had caused a third round of sepsis, I was given just 72 hours to live. And they wanted to send me home to have a hospice nurse and to do all of those things. And my best friend, who's like a sister to me, is a nurse in Hawaii. And she texted me and said, have you ever heard of hyperbaric medicine? And at some point, I'll chronicle all the details of what that journey was. But to wrap it all up, I'll tell you that with 72 hours to live and them not even wanting to release me from the hospital without a PICC line and all the things, I hopped on a plane from Florida to Hawaii and went and got treatment in a hyperbaric chamber. And this non-healing wound that had been, that hadn't closed for 3 months, after three treatments in a hyperbaric chamber, was scabbing over. I show people pictures today and they can't believe it. And that saved my life. But it wasn't just that that chamber saved my life. It was the fact that over the next few weeks, in order for me to stay in Hawaii and continue to receive treatment, I had someone open up their home that was normally used as an Airbnb and let me stay there. I had someone else offer to pay for a rental car. The very organization that was offering the hyperbaric treatment, instead of giving five sessions, allowed me to come for 4 weeks twice a day in order to heal. The doctor that was overseeing my treatment is one of the most well-known doctors in hyperbaric medicine, and he took my case on a personal level. And it's all of those stories and all of the sunsets that I got to see in Hawaii. I mean, hello, what a gift, what a miracle. I have more of those stories that I could ever tell, except that I am going to tell them because I've written a book about it called It's a Miracle Story. Because here's the thing. I don't have that one moment. I don't have that one story where everything changed in a second. Instead, I have 1,000+ days, unpromised ones, that have added up into a miracle story. Because it's not about the moment. It's about the moment after moment after moment that add up into this incredible life that I couldn't have ever dreamed 3.5 years ago. And here's the thing, it's been incredibly hard. I skim over breaking 25 bones as if every single one of those wasn't excruciatingly painful. But pain can be used for a purpose when you know the power that you stand on. And my power doesn't come from me. I'm weak, but my hope, my faith is strong, and it doesn't change based on a diagnosis or a wound or a broken bone or COVID pneumonia or any of the things I've encountered. And so, what is this podcast? Why now? Because I have those stories. And I think that by sharing those stories, my desire is that you can catch a hold of the fact that even though this is my story and these experiences are mine, you also have a miracle story. And so many of us are looking for that one moment in our lives where we can tell this is where everything changed, or this is where my business that was failing became a success, or this is where my marriage that was lifeless became one that brought me joy. But what I found is that most of us don't have that one life-changing moment. We have a life, and we can build upon our life day after day to where we look back and go, wow, my life really is a gift. My life really is a miracle. And as much as I want my story to inspire, what I really desire is for you to be inspired by your life, to know that your life is such a miracle and such a gift that by you sharing it, by you showing up, by you living every day, you can inspire others. I do have this dream. I have this dream of standing on a stage and sharing my story and inspiring people. But even as I talk about that, it's really not about me on a stage. It's the idea that if we could fill up an arena, if we could pack a room with people that believe for more, that are carrying hope, and if that hope that's inside each person got up out of their seat and walked out into the world carrying that, we could change the world. Because I believe that hope can change the world. And with every step that I take, I want to put into people the hope that with every step they take, they can be carriers of hope. That's my mission, to be miracle makers, to see beyond what we believe is possible and to walk in it. And so my impossible made possible story is just my story. And it's one that I want to share, but it's because I believe that it can be your story too, that you can see impossible things be possible.
I'm sobbing, and I know that every other person who got to hear you and your miracle inspiration is also sobbing. And I want every single person who is hearing this to know that Amanda was literally walking through every moment of that. She is literally a walking miracle, and she sparkles like you would not believe. And you need to come back and listen to every single episode of this podcast, because it will change your entire life.
Thank you for joining me for another episode. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe on your favorite platform and consider leaving a review. It really does help this show get seen and heard by more people. If you want to stay up to date with the Miracle Movement, please follow me on Instagram at Amanda_Farron or join the It's a Miracle Facebook group. All the links will be in the show notes. Keep looking for the miracle moments in your life, and I'll see you next time.